May be seated.
Our second reading is out of the book of Acts. And if you look ahead to Dave's sermon, you sure see where these scriptures are fitting in so closely. The last time, remember, Jethro was admonishing Moses because he was trying to do it all. And that's not the way it works. And so here we are going to read about the choosing of the seven in Acts. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebrew Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to the prayer, to prayer and the ministry of the word." Well, this proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to their faith. Amen. Praise God for his word. May we hear the message.
Amen. Thank you, Ann. I apologize for the big words there. You could have said, "And those other six." Stephen and the other six were there. Yeah. Apology too this morning. I know with kids who are here, Shannon took a quick trip up to Canada with her husband and wasn't here this morning. And I know we normally have the Sunday school class during the worship service, but they aren't here this morning. So that will be next week. We're going through the gifts of the Spirit, some of the gifts, not all of the gifts, but some of the gifts of the Spirit. Today was the gift of administration. I want to tell you up front something about the gift of administration. I scored the lowest of all of them on this one. If you just go into my office and look at my desk and say, I get it. That's not your gift, Dave. I kind of think if you don't have someone with the gift of administration amongst you when you are in leadership and you're trying to lead a group, if you don't have that gift of administration in the church, it's almost like bumper cars. I used to love riding the bumper cars, and you're bounced all over the place. There's really no plan because everybody's going everywhere and you're bumping off everybody else. And that's what happens if we don't have the gift of administration that's really working in the church of Jesus Christ. We can see in both these incidences here this morning that indeed is what was starting to happen until they realized we got to do something about this. In the case of Moses, he couldn't keep doing what he needed to do and do it very well. It would have become chaotic. There would have been a backlog, all those things going on. And Jethro, who I assume probably had the gift of administration, said, "Moses, listen, you can't do it this way. You need help. You need to do it in a more organized fashion so that the people that need to be addressed can be addressed. You need others to help you adjudicate what's going on." And Jethro was the one who gave him the suggestion of perhaps you could do it this way. And you see, I was probably more Moses and a lot less Jethro. And that's why I appreciate those of you in the Church of Jesus Christ that have the gift of administration, because it's not my gift. I get done what I have to get done. But it's not my gift to do those kinds of things. And so I am so grateful for those of you. And those of you who still haven't done it yet, you can either there's several copies back in the back. You can take the spiritual gifts test on a piece of paper. You can go online and do it. In fact, the piece of paper tells you where you can go, spiritualgiftstest.com. You can go and take it on there. I think it actually does the figuring out for you. And then also with that in mind, you can have some help with figuring out what does it mean if I have that gift. And so I just want to encourage you with that this morning as well as we continue on. So here we are, Moses. Finally, Jethro, who had the gift of administration, helped him to understand this is what you really need to do. And that is a spiritual gift. You know, we're dealing with this as I'm talking each Sunday. Some people may have natural gifts. You might have a natural gift of administration. You might have a natural gift of serving. You might have a natural gift of whatever else it is. But if that gift is used in the body of Christ, infused, if I could say it this way, by the Holy Spirit of God, it's just that. It's a natural gift. But when we're using it for God's glory, it's more than just a natural gift. And I want you to know that this morning. Some have a natural gift in some ways, but perhaps it may not be necessarily their spiritual gift. Not necessarily. So I want you to be aware of that. Now I want to move on to the second text this morning, which was the book of Acts, and talk about the gift of administration in light of all the apostles and other disciples that were there amongst all these people, and God was doing a mighty and glorious work, and the numbers were increasing. People were gathered there in Jerusalem. People needed fed. People had other needs, and it was like chaos. And they saw it. He thought, we're trying to spend our time telling the people about the good news of Jesus Christ, and we got all these other things to do as well, which are important. And I want to point that out. All the other things were important, because if they weren't taken care of, it may be that those people who are gathered around may not be listening to what they have to say if it doesn't seem like they care. That would be like you and I in the Church of Jesus Christ, and we listen to doctrine, and we listen to what the pastor is teaching, and we're thinking, okay, I've got all this knowledge in my mind, and I can leave here knowing that I know more than when I came in. If I do nothing with it, it serves no useful purpose. You see, when God gifts us with the spiritual gifts, they're meant to be shared. Those gifts are meant to be used in the context of out there and in here. And we use them for His glorious purposes. And those apostles who were there sharing the gospel realized there's other things that weren't being taken care of. And they also knew we can't do all that we need to do ourselves. So what did they do? We need to get some others to help. We need to get some others to help. What was really amazing about this text, and I want us to see this for what it is, because I remember when I was a child and I was in church, it was a Sunday evening, and we had an evangelist come in. And it seemed to me the way this evangelist came in and was talking to us, because they were saying that, you know, there are people in the church that were being called to be in ministry, vocational ministry. Now, I didn't respond at that point in time because I'm stubborn. I waited till later on in life. But we were led to believe, or at least I was led to believe, I was listening to this preacher, that no one else's gifts were really that important. I thought, there's something wrong with this. Now, I may have misinterpreted what he was saying, but I kind of felt that way. And there are others that kind of felt that way, the way it was presented. I thought, you know what? There's something wrong with that understanding. Because in the body of Christ, we talked about it a while back when I was talking about in 1 Corinthians, it talks about the body of Christ and the hands and the feet and all that sort of stuff, that are all a part of the body, and all of them are equally important. If you have one arm cut off, you can't do things nearly as well as you could with both arms. or a foot or whatever it is that's going on. If you can't see, but you can hear, you see all the issues that come up with those kinds of things, and the body has to compensate for where you lack. And I came to understand as I thought about it more and more and looked at it more and more that, no, the whole body of Christ, we are all called to ministry in some way by using the gifts that God has given us, and everybody is equally important in this. And I really see it in this text. Because what they do, they just look around and say, hey, there's seven guys over there. They're just kind of chewing the fat over there. They aren't doing much anything. And grab those seven, and let's use them to do this stuff. That's not what they said in the text. What they say about Stephen in particular, the qualifier after they said Stephen was a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit. That's what they said. I want you to choose seven like that, because the job that they're about to do, which is to make sure that everybody is fed and make sure all the needs are provided, we want to make sure that you choose seven people who will do this well, who love the Lord, and are going to do what God calls them to do. That tells me that serving, what were they really doing at that time? I guess technically what they were was they were waiters. And I imagine there were waitresses there too, because they were providing food, weren't they? Now, some people say that's not very important. I think it's really important when I go to a restaurant to have a waitress or a waiter. Because without it, when's the food going to come? You see what I'm saying? It sounds benign, it sounds but it's extremely important in the body of Christ that whatever God has called us to do, we do it with a heart that's filled with the Holy Spirit, with a heart that loves God, with a heart that says, I'm doing whatever it is I'm doing because I love God, and by extension, if I love God, I love you, and I want to serve you. So the apostles had some amongst them that had this gift of administration. And in order to preach and teach more effectively, they needed to organize to provide others' needs. It took leadership to delegate, administrative leadership. And many who were delegated responsibilities also needed leadership as well to do what needed to be done to the others, because you couldn't do it all yourself. I'm sure it required more than seven people with all the people that were gathered there. Without the gift of administration, there would have been chaos. If I didn't have people around me in the church here that had the gift of administration, I guarantee you it'd be chaos. I'd still be loving the Lord, and I'll still be doing whatever I'm doing, but it would be chaos, because I need people gathered around me that had gifts I don't have, so that we can complement each other in the body of Christ. And isn't that what we're supposed to do in the body of Christ? Not compete. Not two hands fighting with each other. That doesn't work very well, does it? But working together. We're working together to do what the body of Christ needs to do. And the gift of administration is a gift so badly needed in the church, so that the church is moving ahead in the same direction, doing what God is calling the church to do. Because without it, there'd be chaos. Without it, the people wouldn't have been fed. Without it, the needs wouldn't be met. Without it, people would probably turn a deaf ear to the gospel. Think about that. That's why I think it's so important. Without it, they'd probably turn a deaf ear to the gospel, because no one thrives really in chaos for very long. And the effectiveness of everyone's ministry would be damaged by the chaos that ensues. I speak this with conviction this morning, knowing that I don't have that gift, and I need people who have that gift to be around me. And there are two styles of leadership. I'm getting towards the end here, folks, but I just want you to listen to this. There are two styles of leadership, I think, when it comes to the gift of administration. And like a lot of these other gifts, they might be combined with other gifts that kind of flavor who we are when we use that gift. And one is, one style of leadership organizes things, events, and programs. People who are really good at that. Another style of leadership is they organize people to do things. Both of them using the gift of administration, but in a different kind of way or a different style of doing that sort of thing. And some of you are gifted more in one arena than you might be in another arena. Because you see, there's some people that are real people, and others are not so much that way. Some who have the gift of administration, they're not really out there with all the people because people make them tired. But they're there to make sure the things that need to get done because they have that gift. And there are others who might have the gift of administration that are out there with the people and making sure that we're all moving in the right direction instead of scattering around like cats going everywhere. Folks, the church is always in need of this gift. We saw it with Moses. We saw it with the apostles and those that they assigned to do the things that God called that needed to be done. Are you one of them? Do you have that gift? If you do, I'm one of those folks that needs you to be around to make sure that I'm not creating chaos in my love for the Lord. And it can be zeroed in and focused in a way that more people benefit. Would you offer your gift for the benefit of the whole? Because it's the whole that needs the gift of administration. So I said in the beginning, it is not my gift. It has never been my gift. Probably never will be my gift. But I want to say thank you to those of you who have that gift. Because you make whatever I do in the body of Christ better. Because you're around. So I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's pray. God, thank you for the gift of administration, just like the other gifts that we have already gone through this morning. I thank you for those who can take whatever it is that you have for us to do and put it in such a way that we can do it more effectively. We need each other. And I pray that as we continue to go through these gifts of the Spirit, that we recognize we need each other to function as your body better and better and better. God, thank you for today. Thank you for worship. Thank you for all these folks who are here. I love them dearly. And ask, Lord, that you would equip them to be whatever it is you've called them to be in the body of Christ. We pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.